Hello, welcome to your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Grace bears with weakness. Have you ever felt like your weaknesses disqualify you? Like your struggles or inconsistencies somehow make you less acceptable to God? Grace tells a different story. Grace doesn't just tolerate weakness, it reveals its strength in the middle of it. It doesn't wait for you to become strong before it works. It meets you right where you are and proves that what God supplies is greater than what you lack. Scripture makes this clear. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. 2 Corinthians 12:9. Not after weakness. Not once it's overcome. In it. And because of that, we don't have to hide from it. We can actually come to God in it. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 4:16. Right there, in the place of need, not strength, grace meets us. And we're not alone in it either. And we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Hebrews 4:15. Jesus doesn't stand at a distance, waiting for you to improve. He understands, he draws near, he walks with you in it. So instead of hiding your weakness or striving to overcome it in your own strength, grace invites you to be honest about it, to bring it into the light. Because grace doesn't just bear with weakness, it transforms it, not by pressure, not by performance, but by the quiet, steady power of Christ at work within you. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.